Good afternoon, Ms. Joseph. This is Pamela Colon. I have received your email and I'm very confused about a number of things. First of all, why am I not being given an 80% replacement cost option? That's what I've had in the past. I don't know why that's changing. But more importantly, why am I being offered a surplus line which will not be covered by the Virgin Islands Guaranteed Fund? Because they are not an admitted insurer. I think this is the first time Marshall & Sterling has ever offered me a non-admitted insurer for my home coverage, but I could be wrong on that, but I'd like an explanation. Also, why is there no unscheduled content, loss of use, personal liability, and only $1,000 in medical payments coverage when I have requested significant amounts in those, all of those categories, but none of that is included in the quotes that you have given me. And finally, why am I with Lloyd's and not with the, right now I can't remember the name of the company, but the other company that I was given the original quote on for my next policy, which is due December 4th of this year. Please contact me 340-227-2409, 340-227-2409. I also had sent Ms. Ross an email with a number of questions, none of which have been responded to by you or her. And I'd really like a phone conversation because your answers provoke more questions and emailing is quite time consuming. Maybe I need to come in and speak to somebody, and that would be better, but I really would like someone to address my questions and explain to me why I'm being given these options rather than coverage, for example, on my unsecured contents, which I had asked to be increased to $200,000, and I already have a quote on from a different company. Am I going to be using one company for contents and loss of use and personal liability and a different company for dwelling? As you can see, this is quite confusing. Please call me. Thank you.